2022 is coming to a close. And I want to talk about some of the movies, TV shows that I enjoyed. So, two of the more recent shows that came out that I enjoyed were Wednesday and The Peripheral. I loved Wednesday because there's only been two creepy, well, three creepy characters that I grew up with that were females that I really felt connected with, and that's Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Wednesday from the Addams Family, and Sunoku-chan from Wallflower. So I was happy to see Wednesday again. There's no other character like her. I love that she's a badass. I love that she's mean. I love that she likes everything bloody and gory and dark. She's just one of the most perfect characters for me. Because I like horror. I like thrillers. I like the supernatural. I always have and I always will. But what I really liked about Wednesday was they made her a detective. And so it just brought a different aspect of her intellect to the forefront. So I enjoyed it. Peripheral. I enjoyed the first couple of episodes the most. It fell flat for me for the close of the season because they're trying to build up to a second season. And I really hate when I'm watching shows and I feel like I know what they're doing on an industry level rather than just telling the story. Wednesday felt like a full season. There's the beginning, there's the middle, and then there was the close and resolution. It felt complete. The Peripheral felt incomplete. So I don't know if I'll watch the second season. I probably will. But the first part reminded me of my story Override. And it's been something I've been longing for. And I love that there was a main female protagonist. But it kind of just lost its way for me towards the end. I think season one should have been longer. And I think they should have had like some level of closure. But it was still okay. And I like the idea. Something that I'm only going to watch next year is Willow. The movie was really good, but I don't feel like I'm in the right frame of mind to really enjoy it. I have too many other things going on. But eventually I'll get to it. Then there is Severance. That was a cool idea. Just about anything that has to do with consciousness and splitting it, transferring it, I love. That's why I loved Peripheral. Well, liked Peripheral. And Severance, I actually loved. The characters were interesting. The actors were actually cast very, very well. So I don't remember anything about that that I didn't like. But the thing is, I do fast forward through scenes that I don't enjoy. So maybe there were parts that I would have hated if I had actually sat through the whole thing. But I thought it was really well done. It felt like a beginning, middle, and end. I didn't feel like they were completely positioning themselves for the second season. And I will definitely watch the second season. The Santa Clauses. That was a sweet story for kids. I enjoyed seeing Tim Allen, but it was a little bit too teenage angst. I find that freaking boring. And the same story of like, oh, I don't fit in, but yeah, I do. Oh, I'm a nerd and a dork. Oh, but she still likes me. I didn't love those tropes that were completely overplayed. I would have liked for one of the characters to maybe have been gay. That would have been more interesting. But I like that they had a Indian and black girl, like Kamala Harris. You don't really see that on TV, so I like that there was something different. It was just really well put together. Definitely if I had a 10-year-old, I would watch it with them. But it wasn't one of my favorites, but I thought I enjoyed it and I thought it was well done. Andor, I have not watched, but I'm planning to watch it in the coming year. White Lotus, I didn't watch season two, but I did watch season one. Love season one. But I watched the first episode of season two and I was just like, I didn't fall in love with it. The actors just didn't really connect with me like they did in season one. But maybe eventually I'll be able to watch it. I did watch Yellowstone. I binged it all this year. I actually heard when it first came out, but I didn't watch it because I thought the premise of a white cis male not accepting his son's First Nations wife really boring. I felt like that had been played too much. And then I researched at the time the actress, and there was a lot of hoopla about her not actually being Native American. But I did binge it. I fast forward through the parts I didn't like. Beth is a badass, one of the most complicated characters I've ever seen. Jamie, crazy. Casey is falling flat for me a little bit in the recent seasons. He's kind of just on the back burner. But I thought that overall it was pretty well put together. This current season, I am hugely bored, but I've heard that Sheridan is someone who does storytelling with a trickle, which I think we kind of need more of. But I don't plan on really being engaged in the story. I would like for it to have one more season and then end. I did try to watch, what was it, 19 or 18? The one that's before Yellowstone, I found it really boring. But the one with Harrison Ford, that might be interesting. And so I'll probably watch it in 2023. House of the Dragon. I was looking forward to that because I miss Game of Thrones. But I didn't care about who came before them, so I was kind of not completely engaged. And then the first actresses I thought were brilliant. And then all of a sudden, we switched to other ones that were still okay, but I would have preferred for a whole season with the younger characters, or at least some flashback. So I didn't love it. I thought that Damon's acting was a little bit annoying. I don't know, it didn't do that much for me. Am I going to watch the second season? Yes. But I really don't know what was missing. Maybe it's just that I don't care about what happened before. I'm really looking forward to Jon Snow's sequel. Because I only care about Arya and Jon Snow and Bran a little bit. But I think that was one of the biggest shows of the year, House of the Dragon. I'm just looking online for anything else that I watched that I really. Okay, so The Rings of Power, I never watched. I found it really boring, the first episode. I hope to watch all episodes, but right now, I have zero desire to watch it. Oh, and I did finally watch Witcher. I'm behind. I didn't love it, so I stopped watching on the second season. I didn't watch until the end. And then I heard that Henry Cavill is leaving, so why watch with a different character? I don't know if it'll still be as good. There's also a new show called 1899, that I've heard some rumblings about. Maybe it's good. So I'll probably watch it at some point in the new year. I did watch reality shows like or competition reality shows, Hell's Kitchen, Survivor, The Amazing Race. I think that's it. Making the Cut. I think I watched that this year, yeah. Because I kind of miss Project Runway with Heidi Klum, so it was nice to watch her new show. But Survivor was hella boring. I don't think I'm gonna watch next season because they're not really bringing really interesting people. They're not really switching it up. I think the only thing that can really save it is if they bring celebrities against regular people. I think that would be really fun. Because just like the childish shit that we're watching, the racism, the sexism, it's fucking boring. I don't want to be forced to watch the scum of various communities fight it out for $1 million. So hopefully they'll do better. I have been watching some of the newer talk shows, such as Sherry and J-Hud and Drew. Really like Drew. Very happy for J-Hud. Sherry, I think, though, is doing the best. It's just really engaging. It's funny. J-Hud, I don't think she's the best interviewer, but it's her first season. I think she'll get better next season. And Drew is just America's sweetheart. She's one of the first child actors I remember. Her and Elijah Wood. So. And Macaulay Culkin. So I'm hoping that she does better next season. I did not watch that many reality shows. I watched a little bit of Real Housewives, only really Atlanta and Potomac. New York, I haven't watched in years. OC, I haven't watched in years. What's that other one? Salt Lake City, I'm not watching. It's stupid. Like, I've outgrown it. I thought that Kenya would have like gotten it together and been a better person. No, she's still doing the same dumb shit. Watching other housewives that leave the show, such as Cynthia, seeing who she's partnered with and being like, that's not gonna last, and then it doesn't. She's like, this is the one. He's like, yeah, this is my, and I'm like, they're not gonna stay together. So I don't like that weird pandering to the audience to try to convince us of their love, and you can already see that it's not gonna last. It just seems fake and performative. So I haven't really seen a reality show this year that I really loved. I used to love watching people's dreams come true, but now it's more about the drama than anything else. And I've never been a music fan, so I don't watch musical stuff. I've caught a little bit of David Letterman's interviews, even though he turned out to be a pervert harassing his female staff. The truth is, he does have a really good skill with interviewing people. I enjoyed his interviews. I did watch Life After Death with Tyler Henry. There might come a chance next year for me to meet him if he comes to Lilydale. I'm just looking online, seeing if there's anything else that I miss. I'm a very picky watcher of TV. There's not a lot of shows that I'm a huge fan of. Oh, Ghosts. Love that. So, talk about like a perfect show. I feel like Ghosts is one of the best shows on TV, and it reminds me of myself being a medium. But it's funny, it's kooky, it's loopy. The stories are interesting. They deal with just all manner of like diversity. So, and like stories I haven't heard. So I really enjoyed Ghost. I wish it was a little bit longer, but it's still good enough. If there's any show that I would recommend to people, it would be Ghost. Kindred. I watched Kindred a few days ago. I really liked it. I've been wanting a show like that for years. When Antebellum came out, I was like, ooh, that's close to one of my stories. And then Kindred came out, and I was like, ooh, even better. These are the types of stories I always wanted told, because what black person hasn't thought about how they would handle being born in slavery times, or even going back to those times? And it reminded me of one of my stories that I came out with when I was 17. It's not about a black woman, it's about a mixed race man, black and white man. And in Antebellum, they're not time traveling. There's no magic. They actually have a place where they're hijacking black people and forcing them to stay there. And then the same thing, well, not the same thing, the opposite with Kindred. It is a magical thing of time travel. So I like the differences. Kindred was 10 times better than Antebellum. I think because the Antebellum was a movie, they had to like take a lot of parts out. So it wasn't as good, but now I finally have my comparables. So in the industry, when you're pitching your script, most people want your comps. Basically, my show, my script rather, is like this and this. It's normally two that you use as comparables. So I can now say my script is like The Village meets Kindred, or Antebellum meets The Village. And people will kind of be like, oh, okay, we get it. So it just gives me a boost to write my story. I love, 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 love Concave or Connor's Cave, and I plan to write it this coming year. Oh, I forgot about Sister Wives. So I watch that every once in a while, absolutely disgusted by how Cody has treated the women in his life. And I'm not surprised that all three of them, well, three out of the four, have now divorced him and separated from him. I don't know what person didn't see the dynamic of their relationships in season one and thought it was going to last, which just, it blows my mind that people can't see the outcome of what they're doing. I always saw them being divorced. And now it's happened. And I just think, I have compassion for Mary, Janelle, and Christine, but I'm also like, why did you lie to yourself for so many years? Why did you convince yourself? But maybe it was because they had kids. I don't know. It's just an interesting season. And I do identify as polyamorous, so that also makes the story stand out to me. So, all right. I'm looking, I'm looking, I'm looking. Seeing if there's anything else I forgot. If there was like an amazing story this year, it would be at the forefront of my mind, but I honestly was a little bit bored with the content I was consuming. Oh, Shark Tank, I watched. It's the same, still good. Z-Way, I have never seen anybody like her before. I love her interview style, and I do recommend it. The Young Rock or Young Rock, I try to get into, but it didn't really connect with me. Did The Mandalorian come out this year? I think it did. I love The Mandalorian. Young Sheldon, I stopped watching that, I think around season four, so I've missed five and six. Abbott Elementary, I heard so many good things about it, so I finally watched an episode. And I'm someone who will watch the very last episode, and then if I like it, I'll go back and watch the whole season. The last episode was good. It was funny. But the thing is, I don't like stories about relationships. And, oh, I like her, but she's with him. oh, now they're divorced or they're broke up, it's my chance. Oh, but I'm not ready. I don't want to feel like a rebound. Boring. The drama of like the workplace, I don't like. Probably because I'm just used to working for myself, and not going into a workplace, but eventually I will watch. I just haven't been hooked enough to watch all episodes. And I like to binge things. Oh, The Handmaid's Tale. That was my favorite show of the entire year. Were there some things that I thought were disingenuous to the characters? Yes, such as Nick punching the commander. And Serena and June kind of coming together at the end. I don't know. I didn't love this season compared to the other ones. The first three seasons were perfection. And then four and five, I was like, not as good. But I'm looking forward to the final season that'll come out next year, hopefully. So yes, I recommend Handmaid's Tale and Ghosts, polar opposites. But those were my favorite shows of the entire year. I did watch the first episode of Winchester's, didn't love it, so I didn't keep watching, but who knows, I might catch on later and just binge, which is what I want streaming services to recognize. We are probably, so think of New Hampshire. Is that what it's called? New Amsterdam. A lot of people have been telling me about it. That's five seasons. I can spend months catching up on a show that's been on for years and then become a fan and watch every season that follows. But I'm only going to get hooked on season three, five, eight. And so I wish that they wouldn't like decide just because there's a low number of views right now. I wish they wouldn't just cancel a show because of that. There are so many people who like to binge shows after they've been out. Titans. The first season I loved, and the second season I was still with it. Third and fourth are boring as fuck. I thought that the actor playing Robin was really good. I felt like he was perfectly cast. But some of the acting with other people and the story, it's boring. Like, I literally timed it. It was 4 minutes. I don't remember exactly how long it was. It was like exactly 4 minutes or about to be 4 minutes of Robin just walking through a building. And I was like, who wrote this? And I don't know him personally, but one of the people responded to one of my Twitter posts, and he's a really nice guy, but and I'm not slamming his writing, but I just was like, this is a time waster. Like, who spends four times walking and then looking around and walk? It just seemed like a waste to fill up a whole hour or 45 minutes. I don't remember how long it is. I don't plan on watching any more seasons. I wouldn't be sad if it goes off the air. Mighty Ducks. I love the first season. The second season is too much about teenage angst and dating, which again, I hate. It's boring. And then Pompeii was not in it anymore. So I was like, why am I watching? So I didn't love it. Maybe season three will be better. But I did watch all seasons. RuPaul. I have not been watching like I used to. I think that most of the drag queens are just becoming too young for me to really connect with and identify with. Believe you me, I was shocked to find out that Bob the drag queen is younger than me. I was like, holy shit. So I'm getting old, and I just find some of the chitter chatter and the drama childish and boring to watch. I was gonna watch Chucky, but I never had the desire to really watch it. Megan, though. That looks amazing. I wish I hadn't watched the trailer a little bit because I feel like I know everything that happens, but I'm still gonna watch it. The Masked Singer, I stopped watching. Bachelor in Paradise, I stopped watching. Just not that interesting. Walker, oh, my mind jumped to something else. But Walker, I watched like the first episode of season one, and then I think like the sixth episode, and I was like, what the hell? I didn't like it. I can't believe it's on season three. There was no Walker Texas Ranger where fighting was happening, so I found it very, very boring. But what my mind jumped to when I saw Walker was Dean and Sam, the Winchesters, and how the actor, I forget his name right now, he is now in The Boys. That was the other best show I watched this year. The Handmaid's Tale, The Boys, Ghosts. Those are my recommendations for the best shows of the year. Normally, I did watch American Horror Story, but I have lost interest. It's way too gory. It's boring. So I haven't watched the last couple of seasons. Alaska Daily, I wanted to watch. Not I wanted to watch. I did watch it. I wanted it to be better, more engaging, but I lost interest and I stopped watching it. Maybe I'll get reinterested in it, but I did like that they were talking about the indigenous women that go missing in the United States. I think that's an important topic, and I felt like we needed to discuss it a lot more. La Brea, I watched the first season. I was like, it's okay. Hopefully, it'll get better. I watched the second season. I was like, so boring. So I stopped watching. The acting, oh, and the writing. It's kind of like, oh, they're walking. Oh, I love you. I love you. Boom, and then like, oh no, what are we gonna do now? And then the next time. Oh yeah, we got through that. Tell me about yourself. Blah blah blah. Boom. Oh no, what do we do? It was like too predictable. I don't like watching shows where I think I can see act one, act two, act three. Like I can time it perfectly. I hate that. I hate when things are predictable. I did hear good news about Mammals, James Corden's show, but I haven't watched it. Atlanta. Now that is a show I've been waiting for it to conclude so that I can binge. I have not watched any episodes, but I'm gonna watch. Childish Gambino, I think, is amazing. So eventually I'll get around to watching that in the coming year. Grey's Anatomy, I started watching, I think, in 2018. I was like, whoa, this is good. And then I barely watched. So I watch every once in a while. It's not my favorite show on TV, but it is really well done. And I love learning about Shonda Rhimes and how she writes. She's really good at what she does. So I also watch Quantum Leap. And while I was happy to see an Asian man as the main character, I found the story boring and I stopped watching. Oh my God, we're almost at 29 minutes already and I feel like I just got started. Let me think. Was there any other show? And I didn't even talk about movies, but any other show that I watched that I really liked? I don't think that there was. So I guess I will conclude. So just know the three main shows that I mentioned earlier. Oh, C. Forgot about that one. C was probably one of the best shows I watched. I enjoyed the writing. The acting was not as good all the time, but I love Jason Momoa and it was well done. And I felt like the final season was put together really well. So I guess there's four shows that I would recommend watching if you haven't. Oh, Intergalactic. Yes, more. So Intergalactic was okay. I wasn't a huge fan of it to begin with, but it caught me. Like, the animation was good, the storytelling was good. I haven't really seen a lot of black animations, and if you love music, I would say that you'll love it. So check out Intergalactic. And now I'm just realizing one of my favorite shows of the entire year, and that is Resident Alien. I love seeing more First Nations people on TV. TV. I don't know where that came from. So Resident Alien, this was season two. It was just as good as season one, which is rare. It cracks me up. It is one of the best comedies and sci-fi shows I've ever watched. So highly recommend it. Reservation Dogs, I liked the first season. I've not watched the second season. I feel like I need to be in the right frame of mind, but I thought it was really good, first go around. Oh, and also Ghost is from, like, there's two Ghost TV shows. There's the American one and the British one. So you can check out both. I really enjoyed the British one. I don't feel like it was as good as the American one, but you know, I'm biased. I think that is it for the shows that I really love this year. Maybe there's a few that I'm forgetting. I don't think so. See Resident Alien, Handmaid's Tale, Ghosts, and shit. I think I'm forgetting the fifth. Was it House of Dragon? All of those I recommend because they were really well done. Okay, so I'm still like just scanning through things on the internet to see if anything else comes up and jogs my memory, but I do think that's all. It wasn't a bad year of content, but it also wasn't a great year. I'm still really craving the OA. It's the only show I really want to see, that I'm really, really invested in. Oh, and there was Westworld. I did watch the first couple of seasons, but I lost interest with the third and the fourth, and I never finished watching it. Evil, I thought that was also good. Kind of feels a little bit disjointed at times, but it still, I feel like it was still good enough to watch. Was there something called Shadow and Bones? I don't remember it exactly. No, there was something. There was some show about, it wasn't reincarn, it was reincarnation, or was it? God damn it. It was another sci-fi show that I don't remember the name of, but I thought it was good. Let me see if I can find it right now, and then I'll end this video. So I'm putting in sci-fi TV shows for 2022. Oh, The Time Traveler's Wife. How could I forget about that? I love that. There's very few romantic shows that I really enjoy. Because, like I said, I hate the teenage angst. I hate the weird, like, does he love me? Does he not? Do she love me? Do she not? It's boring. I like when it's about characters actually coming together and weathering a storm. And that happened in The Time Traveler, The Time Traveler's Wife. Like, I'm getting so many fun memories of it right now. I can't wait for the next season. Halo. I didn't completely love it, but I did love it. That sounds weird. I didn't 100% fall in love with it, but I did have love for it. And for some reason, it's not coming up. The other show that I'm trying to remember. I'll just explain it a little bit. There's this black woman who's really, really good with math, and this man who's like a mathematician, and he's trying to tell people that the earth or the world is headed towards death and disaster. And she's put in like a cryo state, and years later, she's brought back to consciousness, and her daughter, who was implanted into another person, like the embryo, everybody like donates their eggs and sperm to the collective, and it can be implanted in other people. So her biological daughter wakes her up in the future, years and years later. And I forget the rest of the premise right now. But it was sci-fi and it was interesting. Oh well. If you know what I'm talking about, let me know. But that's all I want to say today. I hope that all of you had an amazing year. I hope that you've written stories. I hope that you've consumed content. I hope that you've connected with people. I hope that you've been happy and well. Oh, and I'm just remembering Kevin Hart's interviews, like Heart to Heart. I also really like that. I only caught clips. I didn't watch a full episode, but I thought it was well done and engaging and funny. And there's nobody else. There's nobody else like him. Okay, so that's it for now. Bye. Oh, and Stranger Things. God damn it. See, every time I try to end this, I'm just remembering things. Now, did I think that this most recent episode or season was as good as the original? No. But it's still good enough, and I'm enjoying watching it. So I think that was the last thing I wanted to say. Those that are fans of Stranger Things are like, how could you forget that? Oh, and I'm also remembering Obi-Wan Kenobi. I only watched one episode. I never really stuck with it. I feel like I need more space in my life to really sit down and enjoy it. So really, there is a lot of content I'll be catching up on in the coming year. And that's actually good. I don't feel like we should consume everything that there is to consume in one year. All right, so I think that's actually it. Have a happy new year.